taxes are going to be quite something, I'll tell you that. Top earners in New York City could face a combined city, state, and federal tax burden 61.2%. That, according to the plans being put forth by the Democrats in the U.S. House. How do you compete with that? How do you compete? You know, how do you survive? We'll leave you 38%. What more do you need? The plans being proposed include a 3% surtax on taxpayers earning more than $5 million a year. The plan also calls for raising the top marginal income tax rate to 39.6% from 37%. The plan preserves a 3.8% net investment income tax and extends it to certain pass-through companies, S-corporations and LLCs and so forth. The result is a top marginal federal income tax rate of 46.4%. 46.4%! The marginal rate is the rate for every dollar above the tax bracket income threshold, of course. In New York City, the combined top marginal state and city tax rate is 14.8%. So New York City taxpayers who earn more than $5 million a year would face a combined city, state, and federal marginal rate tax of 61.2% under the House plan. Hello, Florida! Yeah, there's for 14.8%? Hello, Florida! Hello, Montana. Hello, other states that have no income tax. The House plan, still a proposal and could change, yet the combined rates for New York City would be among the highest in 40 years. California's top rate, a bargain at 59.7%. New Jersey, what a deal, 57.2%, and Hawaii, a mere 57.4%. At the same time, there's no indication that the House plan includes a repeal of the $10,000 cap in state and local tax deductions. Repealing of the SALT cap would largely benefit high earners and high tax states. It's still possible they'll try to change SALT limits in future proposals, but it's not here now. You get what you deserve, because a lot of these folks voted for the government they currently have. Good luck with that, 61% tax. Yeah. Andrew Yang, you remember him, the Yang Gang, and he ran for president, California multimillionaire. Then he ran for mayor of New York City, two unsuccessful bids. Well, he says, you know what? Fine. If I can't be a Democrat and win, I'll create my own third party, which I fully congratulate him on. Good job, Andy. We want a liberal third party. We want more liberal third parties. We want 3, 4, 5, and 6 parties on the left. Please, please, please. Very proud of you for this. Andrew Yang, best known for his advocacy of a monthly universal basic income, $1,000 for every American adult. Politico first reporting this at the end of last week. He has a brand new book coming out in October, Forward. Notes on the Future of Our Democracy. The tome published by Penguin Random House subsidiary Crown is billed as a powerful and urgent warning that we must step back from the brink and plot a new way forward for our democracy. It promises to identify the priests of the decline of America, including politicians whose incentives have become divorced from the people they supposedly serve. A lot of truth in that, Andy. I'll give you that. The book's website includes blurbs from Dallas Maverick owner Mark Cuban. A vitally important book, says Cuban. New York Times opinion writer Kara Swisher, Yang does not just give us a laundry list of intractable problems, but shows how we can find solutions if we think in new ways and summon the courage to do so. Van Jones says Yang once again proves he is a necessary and powerful voice. Well, I love the idea. The name of the new party, not clear yet. Or what offices it would target, not clear yet, but hopefully President of the United States, Andrew Yang. You can get the nomination of your own party. Well, I would hope so. Maybe you can, maybe you can't, but I would hope you would pull that off, Andy. We're all rooting for you. And one other thing, we've talked about this in the past, but I want to mention it again because I think it's important. investment firms. BlackRock, for example, is a big corporate entity in the United States. And they're buying houses, not all the houses, just the important ones. Just the important houses. Corporate investors picking up 15% of U.S. homes for sale in the first quarter of this year. 15% of the homes they bought. They're in Texas. They're in Florida. Atlanta, Georgia. Invitation Homes operates in 16 cities. Almost 13,000 homes it has bought in Atlanta. And you know why? Because they see the future. And the future is you're going to be paying for those homes. What do I mean by that? Quite simple. They believe that people like Andrew Yang and others will create a basic human right of quality housing, and the government will pick up the tab. So if you're a company that rents housing, say 13,000 homes in Atlanta, you're going to get a big fat Section 8 check every month from the United States government, a huge check from the government. That's the whole business plan there. Get as many houses as we can into the column, and then boom. And then boom. We have money forever flowing from the United States government. That's the future they see. No question about that. Coming up, Lieutenant Steve Rogers, former U.S. Navy officer in the Office of Naval Intelligence. He says it's time to fire Anthony Blinken. I happen to agree. Anthony Blinken is completely incompetent, as he showed once again yesterday. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. Steve Gruber.com. I'll be right back.